Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's another episode of A Little of This, A Little of That. I'm alive, I'm well, and today's topic is planes, trains, and automobiles. Where the heck are they going? All right, let's talk about trains. I feel like you don't see any real improvements in trains. You know, maybe a little bit in airlines, all right? That's just security, mostly. But then on top of that, we also have cars. Cars are like, they're updated all the time. We always see new cars. I feel like you see new types of jets. But what the heck? Where? I want some major updates. Like, when we get a flying car, what's going to be the difference? Are we going to have to say, like, oh, well, there goes commercial airlines, and we're going to have, like, tour buses and regular buses. They're going to start flying, and then they're going to have people on them, and then that's going to be air travel? Like, is that going to be the same thing? Are we going to have the same kind of security for being on a flying bus like we do at the airport? That's a good question. I feel like it's a valid question. You're flying. You're going somewhere. Do I need a passport? I feel like your driver's license would definitely need to be upgraded. I have had a very serious, probably good day of thought on this. And basically, I feel like we need some sort of like clear line. Like, what happens when flying cars become basically the same as planes? Like, travel-wise. We're all air travel. We'll probably still have cars on the ground, because think about how much faster the highway would be when everyone's flying. You know, it'll still be slower than flying, because you have to go through the windy roads, but almost no traffic. Like, think about that. Maybe commercial, like, trucks and things like that, they can't ship through the air. Sorry. No. Gasoline, liquids, still on the ground. Sorry, you're on the ground. Everybody, function that way. It'll be more like a commercial, like how the railroad is used to ship things, basically, most of the time. I mean, they have also, you know, city subways, and, you know, you can jump through cities. You can take a train anywhere. You can still take a train anywhere. But are there really that many trains? I mean, I personally don't know the answer. It's actually something I should look up. I'm not going to do it now, though. I'm not going to do it now, because right now what I'm thinking about is trains. Why are they so boring? I mean, they're so cool, but also inside. Don't you think there should have been, like, an upgrade? No more plastic seats. Real squishy seats. Comfy seats. I've seen some cool trains on the internet, but I don't know if that's, like, a standard train. Like, I want an upgrade to standard train travel. When I go into the city, maybe give me something that's like an halfway between like a luxury airplane and then, you know, like maybe a AMC movie theater. Just recliners. I want to be able to sleep in my own lockable safety pod. Like those, just like Harry Potter. Just, you know, we'll bring it back. Everybody's kind of crammed, and, you know, it'll keep you safe that way. You gotta be in, your own pod, and it's lockable. In fact, why are there no stewards giving me chocolate and drinks on the drive? They had it before. They definitely had it before. It moved on up to airplane level. Like, when do we see, like, airplanes? It'd probably be the invention of the flying car. Like, once we have a stable flying car, I feel like people will go, we'll probably still have airplanes for some weird reason. And then they'll be like, hey, what if we just take all the airplane flight attendants and remove them, and people can just enjoy not squishy, soft, very close together seats. We just make them slightly more separate, make more room on the plane, more room for luggage, more room for less people. All right. So it's like a three-person, you know, now we're not jamming our knees into the front of someone else's seat or the back of someone else's seat. We're just gonna sit 4x4 so you can look at each other. Family travel, all right? And then boom, No more flight attendants. Saves money there. No juice, though. No snacks. No vending machine. That's it. No vending machines. Everything gone. Poof. I feel like the flying car will be the death of the plane. Like, and it's luxury, if you want to call it that. You know, whatever they consider nice plane travel, just assume that there will probably just be cargo planes at that point. Like, we'll just have Amazon shipping large sums of things in airplanes. That'll still be a thing. Longer travel, I feel like, you know, because I don't see a car just like, we're going to Italy, so see you in 6 hours. Like, I don't think it's going to make a 6 hour flight. I feel like it's probably going to be like, hey, we're the first flying car. We can make it 2 hours down the road, maybe 10, because of the energy that we're expending just to fly. That's how I feel that's going to go. People are going to be like, wow, flying car? Yes, sign me up. Or we're going to have to use gas. We're going to have to use gas. That's what's going to, jet fuel, something. Will that even be allowed? If we're pushing for electric cars, I'm just going to say this. Does that mean we have to push for electric flying cars? Would they be considered the same? Or would it still be, would it be more like a plane? Or a jet? It depends on how it's built, probably. But you get what I mean. I'm looking to the future here. Where are we going with this? And will batteries be light enough at that point to be electrical flying pods of car, you know? I don't think, if I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I'm gonna get excited if they ever are like, hey, we invented a hover car. It floats on the ground. At that point, just give me wheels. Like, if you're not gonna let me go higher than a car's, you know, normal height now, heck with that, just give me wheels. I don't need to be in a floating pod on the ground. And unless for some reason there's some superb scientific advantage that I get from not driving physically on the ground. Maybe I can hover over snow safer. Like, you'll never slip. That would be great. No ice, you know, that's probably something that I could enjoy. But driving with wheels, I'm okay with it. I'll even accept, like, spheres, you know, how they said that they might, like, just, it's a spherical tire. People, there's a whole bunch of different, like, experimental tires out there. You should look it up. If you haven't looked it up, Google it. I just feel like there needs to be some bigger interventions. We need a bigger intervention. We need an intervention for technological innovation. There we go. Because that's what I was not trying to say that, but my brain, it was going for it. I think what we need is like a big upgrade in like comfort, kind of like how we do with cars, in just trains and planes. And then, you know, for like general use of cars, the cars need to be upgraded outside and like mechanically, like batteries and things like that. Because honestly, I don't really like the idea of having a battery in my car. I've seen how my iPhone performs when it gets super cold, and honestly, in colder climates, I'm slightly worried how that would be. There better be some good insulation on the inside of that battery chamber. You know, like, if we're making water bottles that can, you know, I have a water bottle. It's much larger than the average water bottle. It probably holds like 4 liters of water, but it can stay warm for 48 hours and cold for 72. How about we just do that around a battery? Put a nice insulated, you know, if it's cold outside, insulate it. And then if it's not, release some air. Let those batteries be nice and average. Like, keep some temperature control in there or something so that you can just, like, always have a nice, well, taken care of battery. So that's just a thought, you know? Think about that, Tesla. Elon Musk, where are you? Because if you hear this idea, you probably should use it. You're welcome to pay me or donate a bunch of money to my podcast. Because I actually have added or at least it should be, with this new update, I get to add a like little donate thing or a donate link in my, a donut link. There's a donut link. No, there's a donate link in my little description or something. I haven't actually looked at it, so don't quote me on this, but somewhere for my podcast, you should be able to donate money to me, which would be cool. But I just don't expect it. Podcast is kind of a free thing. Maybe one day I'll upgrade to a subscription. There are no rules with a podcast, but anyway, thanks for listening. I'm You Found Brian, and this is a little of this, a little of that.